Esoteric Research Organization.
Hero paranormal, always setting up the pace, man. Crop circle tipping,
Illuminati still tripping,
making those ears perk up, gonna make you question your earth.
You better.
Mystery bloodlines and secret society, creepy shapeshifter sitters come sit beside me.
Yeah, go feel that.
Swords with all these spiral,
acting like UFOs.
So we put space wolf, tiptoe through the dark, third eye blinding, tune in and blast off, blast off.
Blast off, baby.
Blast off.
Blast off on another epic episode of the Hyper Anomalous Esoteric Research Organization podcast, aka Hero Paranormal. And we've got a crazy episode today. My name is Ryan, the paranormal pontificator of the airwaves, broadcasting from spacewolfresearch.com. And before we get to it, if you haven't had a chance to head on over to the shop, check out the new stuff we have over there, heroparanormal.com. You can also access all the content over there. There's a ton of it. Now, if you prefer to have something more health-oriented and you're interested in organic stuff that is good for your skin, vitamins, and minerals, head on over to happinessmedical.com. I've got a product over there that my wife actually invented, the first organic bronzing lotion that's hydrating with coconut oil, aloe vera, and other all-organic ingredients infused for maximum hydration. It keeps your skin looking amazing with color, and you won't regret it. Again, happinessmedical.com. And anything you purchase there helps support the podcast. All right, enough of my shameless grift. Oh yeah, and back to heroparanormal.com. If you head on over there, I've got new shirts, new Hero Paranormal shirts that aren't even on the shop yet. I'm going to upload those hopefully today. They have a red skull and crossbones, American flag. They're available in black in sizes large and extra large. If you want a Hero Paranormal t-shirt, that's the place to get them. HeroParanormal.com or HappinessMedical.com. Anything you get over at either of those websites helps support my efforts here. All right, let's get to it. The unthinkable has happened. Diddy's mansions in LA and Miami have been raided. And it's a big ordeal, raided at the exact same time by Homeland Security, complete with drones, Bearcats, you know, those big bulletproof 4x4 vehicles, guys in like SWAT type gear, military fatigues, etc. Crazy raids on both coasts. Both of these raids spur from ongoing investigations with a number of alleged crimes. Alleged is the key word here. But among those crimes that are being investigated are child trafficking, which is absolutely mind-blowing. Like, what? I'm wondering just how far out of the arena or scope of reality we're going here. Or are these actually a possibility? Well, let's look into it. There are multiple lawsuits that have been leveraged against Mr. Combs. And having your house raided by the police, having two houses raided by the police, is a pretty big deal. Now, if you are a child of the 90s, if you grew up in the 90s, you know nobody was more at the top of the heap than Puff Daddy, P. Diddy, Sean Puffy Combs. In fact, he's been named the world's richest rapper more than once by different organizations and media groups. But he was, you know, involved in just about everything. He had obviously huge success with rappers like the Notorious B.I.G., rappers like Mace, rappers like Shine, and the list goes on and on. Anything that Diddy touched apparently turned to gold, and it didn't come without wild, wild celebrity parties. Lots of parties, and some of this stuff apparently happened in the periphery of some of these parties, but we're going to take a bigger look at what spurred these raids by Homeland Security in conjunction with local law enforcement and other authorities. So, what spurred these raids? Well, a lot of it has to do with former girlfriend Cassandra Ventura. She's also known as Cassie. She has accused him of various things, including rape and physical abuse or assaults. There's also a Jane Doe who has joined onto the lawsuit with Cassandra Ventura, and they have the same lawyer. Now, Cassandra Ventura, aka Cassie, said that he forced her into sexual relations with male prostitutes. Not just forced her into sexual relations with male prostitutes, but he watched. Basically, she was forced to have sex in front of him with male prostitutes, and he watched. And apparently, this is, you know, whatever. What happens behind closed doors, but it's the forcible nature that is, you know, the question here. That's what's at hand. Now, this former girlfriend, Cassandra Ventura, has other allegations, as does this other woman who is currently unnamed and known as Jane Doe. She's jumped into a suit, a lawsuit, as well as Jane Doe. And, yes, it's interesting. Now, there's another woman named Joy Dickerson-Neal, who has also accused Diddy of doing kind of the same thing, a little bit different. Sounds more like a party atmosphere, drugging her. And there was also sexual abuse and rape involved. And that was in 1991, if I'm not mistaken. Also, Joy Dickerson-Neal claims that P. Diddy, or Diddy, recorded the event and showed the footage to others, and she became aware of it. Obviously, she had not given her consent to the rape portion, and she had not given her consent to distributing the footage of him drugging and raping her in 1991. Now, the drugging is one of those things where, was she using illicit substances on her own beforehand? Well, maybe, but it may have gone a little bit worse than that. That stuff could have been spiked or laced. Anyway, she claims she was drugged and raped in 1991, period, end of story. And that it was recorded and shown to people in his circle. So as if this isn't enough, there is another lawsuit, a third lawsuit, which says that Diddy and another singer, Aaron Hall, assaulted a woman. Her name is Lisa Gardner. Now, Aaron Hall is also on the hook for this one. So here we have a third suit where a woman, this is really turning into like a Me Too movement thing, where a woman claims that this singer Aaron Hall and Diddy basically assaulted her, sexually assaulted her. And this is difficult when you get these terms like sexual assault, because all kinds of things come into question. There is the very famous comedy line, you know, which has been used by Bill Burr and others, you know, where he jokes, the comedian jokes, you know, when it's not what's said, it's how it's said. And it, obviously, this is comedy and not real life, but he has a point. Comedian Bill Burr, basically, I wish I could play it, but I would be hit with all kinds of copyright stuff, I'm sure. So basically, he says, it's not what they say, it's how they say it. So a woman in court could say, I said, no, please don't stop. And then Bill Burr, the comedian, explains how she said it. Oh, no. Please don't stop. So it, you know, it becomes one of these scenarios where the prism of perception becomes a major issue. Now, another, we're not done yet. There's more. Another lawsuit includes former Bad Boy president. Now, Bad Boy is the label. If you guys remember the music label Bad Boy, a lot of stuff came out under Bad Boy. No pun intended, but these bad boys had a lot of music. So the Bad Boy label president, Harve Pierre. Now, he is also involved in another lawsuit. And again, Combs is mixed into this one too. So Diddy, Sean Puffy Combs, is mixed into this one too with label president of Bad Boy, Harve Pierre, where it is claimed that a girl was, and I say girl because she was 17 years old at the time, a girl was gang raped, and here's where the sex trafficking charges, or allegations, I should say, allegations come in, where she was gang raped and sex trafficked by Harve Pierre and Diddy, Sean Puffy Combs. Now we have a lot going on here. And both Diddy and the former president have said that this is all completely false, and that these claims are all coming out of other, you know, anyway, that it's basically everybody's jumping on board at the same time. And this is not the end of Combs' legal problems, because he's been hit with a federal lawsuit of sexually harassing and threatening him. This is a guy who is a producer. His name is Lil Rod. His real name is Rodney Jones. And he filed a federal lawsuit against Diddy, where he says that he was sexually harassed and threatened for more than a year. This is absolutely wild that there's male and female claims of, you know, sexual misconduct, rape, touching, groping, you name it. And so it seems, you know, not to get into sexuality, but it seems as if these allegations are coming from both sides of the fence, male and female at this point. So these allegations are bad. And many have claimed that Diddy filmed some of this stuff and may possess footage of these, what they call freak-off parties. You can imagine what that means. Freak-off parties. House parties. Parties with celebrities doing whatever celebrities do, and not doing them behind closed doors, but doing them in front of everybody for the most part, right? Many have claimed, and this is, I believe, why these raids took place, many have claimed that he hung on to these recordings of this stuff, and would you believe that Jamie Foxx, of all people, is one of the guys who may have recorded some of this stuff. Not the lion's share of it, but I guess Jamie Foxx was up and coming. He's come forward and said that, yes, he wanted to get in these parties. The only way he could think of doing it was lugging one of these huge, you know, I guess it would have been VHS at the time. I could be wrong on that, but I think it was. These huge camcorders or video recorders into the party, and like, hey, you want me in here, man? Because look, I've got a recording device. I can record the freak-off parties. And Jamie Foxx has come forward and said that. Now, he has not thrown Sean Puffy Combs, a.k.a. Diddy, under the bus yet. But we don't know if he is complicit in any of this yet. Which is interesting because Jamie Foxx has had his share of rough times lately. So this is what has spurred, in my opinion, these raids and the search warrant issued for both of them, and why Homeland Security, as well as local law enforcement and others, are involved. It's a pretty wild scenario. So there's more. There's more. I had, it gets ugly. And what I mean by that is both in the LA raid, both of his sons, King and Justin, are seen being handcuffed. It looks like it appears as drone footage, but they are seen as being handcuffed on property. Pretty wild stuff. And the rapper's properties in Los Angeles and Miami were both raided. We don't know if Diddy was at either property, but we do know that both of his sons, Justin and King, were at the LA property, and they were, in fact, handcuffed. So this is a real raid, not some hamsy-pamsy, puffy-stuffy. No, this was straight-up drones in the air flying around, Bearcat SWAT-like military vehicles, multiple agents dressed in body armor, helmets, carrying automatic weapons. This was the real deal, hardcore raids in both locations. So, why so much drama? Well, if it was just, now we've already discussed multiple lawsuits, multiple allegations, multiple possible crimes committed, but we are, this is deeper. This rabbit hole is much deeper than just this. Because Diddy, or Sean Puffy Combs, let's just call him Combs, Mr. Combs, Diddy, if you will, has been involved in some pretty wild assaults and shootings. In fact, in 1999, he was involved in physically assaulting an executive who worked for Interscope, and he pled guilty to harassment. Same year, there was a shooting in a nightclub in New York, in Manhattan, where he was partying with, believe it or not, Jennifer Lopez at the time. And at this time, he had the former rapper Shine, who was with Bad Boy. Shine was a tough guy and did some time over this one. But Diddy was charged with gun possession and was acquitted. However, as I mentioned, Shine did some time in prison, a decade, in fact. And he was hammered with charges, including first-degree assault in the shooting. And I mean, Shine lit the club up. I remember this one. And Shine was, it wasn't just his music that portrayed, you know, that hip-hop, hard, gangster rap. He was the real deal. Keep in mind that Shine came out of prison a changed man, a completely religious, spiritual guy. And mad ups to Shine. So, anyway, but he did his time. And this was quite the deal. Now, this was pretty wild because it seemed like back then in the 90s, late 90s, everybody was shooting up everything. People were getting in these assaults in clubs all the time. If you remember Jay-Z, he actually, this is fascinating to me because Jay-Z actually stabbed a guy in a club. And he came out of that smelling like a rose somehow. Others were shooting up and shooting up clubs and We had all kinds of fights breaking out. And this enters the other scenario, which is basically a scenario having to do with Tupac, which has become very famous, which took place in Las Vegas, where a fight broke out. And then we had, well, ultimately, at the end of the night, Tupac was driving in a black BMW with another rapper, Suge Knight, from Death Row Records. And a lot has come to light about that scenario because a gentleman was arrested. And there's some, well, pretty explosive evidence, early allegations, alleged evidence having to do with the iconic rapper Tupac Shakur. And it implicates, again, it implicates Diddy, Sean Puffy Combs. So the guy that was arrested is a guy named Keefe D. That's his alias. His name is Keefe D. His real name is Dwayne Davis. He's a Las Vegas gentleman and a West Coast gangster. And also a suspect, I should mention, in the murder of Tupac Shakur. So some pretty wild audio recordings were submitted to court as evidence in the murder case. And apparently, allegedly, this evidence implicates hip-hop mogul Diddy. So what exactly is there, right? So now we've moved from sexual assault, trafficking. Of course, it's child trafficking because this girl was 17 at the time, which I mentioned previously. We have rape. And wait, this is going to get juicier. But in this tape that Keefe D, who's 60 years old, talks, there's a key piece which throws shade at Diddy. Okay? Now, this was back in 1996 that Tupac was killed in Las Vegas. And Keefe D laughs and can be heard hilariously, you know, kind of joking around about Diddy's involvement, alleged involvement. He alleges that basically he wanted to get rid of competition. You know, it's the music industry, and let's face it, at the time, Tupac and Suge Knight would have been competition for Diddy. Not only that, but if those who were alive, listening to this stuff and alive listening to rap music at that time, you know that there was a whole West Coast, East Coast kind of battle going on. Whether that, you know, it seemed pretty legit at the time. It seemed pretty real. There was a lot of East Coast and West Coast gang violence against one another. Now, the audio file says that Diddy allegedly could be involved. However, these allegations have been somewhat unsubstantiated, to say the least. Keefe D, that is, he says that he got pretty close to Diddy, and they had a mutual friend named Eric Martin, also known as Zip. And basically that they talked about how Diddy didn't like Tupac and didn't like Suge Knight. And the night that Tupac was shot, September 7th, 1996, it was a lot like these other scenarios where there was a fight first. Now, there was a fight at the MGM Grand Casino. And then, basically, Tupac was shot in a drive-by shooting. He was in a black BMW with Suge Knight. So the fight was first. And here, 3 decades later, we have an arrest of Keefe D. So there was a few things that led up to this shooting. There was basically Tupac being shot before. He was shot 5 times during a robbery in November. This was November 30th, 1994. He was shot 5 times during a robbery. This was in Times Square at a record studio. And in April, the next year, he talked about Diddy. And, of course, the Notorious B.I.G., the famous rapper Christopher Wallace. And they were both at the studio, and he's basically implicated or implied that they were aware it was a setup. Then, in 1996, September of 1996, Tupac was shot in this drive-by after leaving a boxing match at the MGM Grand Casino. So, this was wild because he was sitting in the black BMW with Suge Knight, and this is when a white Cadillac pulled up alongside them, and a gunman unloaded, opening fire, hitting them multiple times, striking Tupac. Keep in mind that Suge Knight survived that, but he is currently incarcerated for a 28-year sentence for killing a businessman in 2015, I believe. So, what's odd about the event in 1996 is that shortly afterwards, the Notorious B.I.G. was shot and killed in Los Angeles. Now that seems to be beyond a conspiracy connected in some way, shape, or form to Tupac's murder, according to some. Again, unsubstantiated. A lot of allegations here. So, that was in March of 97. And keep in mind that a witness to the drive-by in Vegas was killed. His name was Yaki Gaddafi, and he was fatally shot in New Jersey. He was also one of Tupac's buddies, a member of his entourage, and he was in the car behind Tupac's when the shooting happened. And it just kind of seems strange that this witness to the drive-by was also killed. So let's fast forward to 97, the next year. We had the Notorious B.I.G. who was shot and killed. There was a lot of conspiracy revolving still currently around that one. And we have a gentleman known as Orlando Anderson, who is a gang member in L.A., who filed a lawsuit against Tupac's estate. This was because he suffered what he claimed were damages in a brawl with the rapper at the MGM Grand. This was hours before the deadly shooting that killed Tupac. Now, Afeni Shakur, Tupac's mom, filed a wrongful death lawsuit against Anderson, against Orlando Anderson. So, one lawsuit one way, one lawsuit the other, in which she alleged that he fatally shot her son. So we have everybody suing everyone. Fast forward a year to 1998, and Orlando Anderson, in a gang-related shooting, is killed. And he was never implicated, other than Tupac's mom, at least not by law enforcement. He was never charged in Tupac's murder, and he always denied any involvement, for whatever that's worth. However, let's move forward, because in 2018, there was a special called Unsolved, the Tupac and Biggie Murders. And it was a series that went through all the ins and outs of the cases. I believe it was on Netflix. Sorry, I just hit my microphone. And Keefy D, Dwayne Keith Davis, said he was one of the two living is the key word here, people who is alive, who were witnesses to what took place that night. In fact, he also released a book called Compton Street Legend, because Keefe D is originally from Compton, California. However, he moved to Las Vegas. I don't think all of the podcasts and the radio interviews and the book Compton Street Legend was a good idea, because in 2023, July in fact, Keefe D was arrested and he had items seized by law enforcement, including hard drives, magazines, computers, a lot of stuff having to do with Tupac and his death, apparently. That's the allegation. So we have a very strange scenario. And now he is the only living suspect in the homicide case. So he's pretty much the last man standing. So whether he pulled the trigger or not, they got to throw the book at somebody. And let's face it, Keefe D has been on multiple podcasts. He came out with a book. He's always alleged that he was there. Probably not the best of ideas. So here, talking about P. Diddy, we've got this last living eyewitness to what transpired in Las Vegas. And apparently new audio, which implicates, at least allegedly, Diddy. So this is not good given all the sexual stuff, the freak-off party stuff coming out with other lawsuits by girls. And keep in mind, with the, I don't know how far this is going to go with the Tupac case, because there's no gun. They have not, law enforcement has not been able to recover a gun. Law enforcement has not been able to recover the white Cadillac. And really, there's no other witnesses other than this Keefe D guy. So, you know, it's it might be too little too late to get this case moving. As in comparison with these lawsuits against Diddy that are coming from women, and in fact one guy, that are more of a sexual nature, in which they claim he may allegedly have evidence, video footage, etc., at his homes. That's a little bit more, you know, live ammo, so to speak, in these cases. So I think those have a little more traction than the, because a lot of people are like, oh, Diddy will finally go down for the Tupac murder, at least those who allegedly believe he was behind it. So the theory is that he gave or offered money up to get rid of Tupac and Suge Knight. That's the allegation. That's the theory. There's no, it's unsubstantiated at the time. And there seems to be less and less evidence as time goes on, with only one living eyewitness now and no gun, no car. So let's jump back really quick to this, these lawsuits of a sexual nature from these girls, Cassie, the Jane Doe. Of course, we have the guy on board and the other girl. There's, you know, and we have child trafficking thrown in there, which that's probably why Homeland Security got involved. So this is starting to get juicy. And really, we're just waiting, I guess, to see if there's any footage in any of these mansions in LA and Miami that implicate Diddy in these crimes. At the moment, there have been no criminal charges filed. That's really important to note. At the moment, absolutely no criminal charges filed. Now, although this is still super fresh, I am hearing allegations coming across that his home in New York was also raided. And there's no proof yet, but we know for sure there is proof of Miami and LA. But I'm also hearing it reported that his home in New York, Diddy's home in New York, was also raided. I can't verify that yet. But it seems to be, you know, big news. Helicopters hovering over the houses And the big deal is that his kids, King and Justin, were handcuffed. Now, some rappers have chimed in, and of course, some are funnier than others. And among those, another rapper that was involved in a shooting, a rapper that got shot 9 times, 50 Cent. Of course, he's known for trolling everybody. And he basically said, you know, this is his exact words on X, formerly Twitter. He says, now it's not did he do it, it's did he done. They don't come like that unless they got a case. So 50 Cent making some fun at Diddy's expense on X, formerly Twitter. And it's not just that. There's others as well, you know, making light of the situation. 50 Cent's always a comedian when it comes to this stuff, so at least he's always lighthearted. But he's had his share of drama as well. Let's not switch lanes yet. But getting back to the deal with Diddy. This Diddy stuff is such a big deal that people are actually believing that there are deflection operations that are massive in scale. One of those, of course, is the Baltimore Bridge collapse today. And even though it's getting some attention and traction, I believe this is more along the lines of predictive programming, specifically the bridge running into the shore in the movie Leave the World Behind. But for those who are unfamiliar with what happened in Baltimore, a cargo ship basically rammed into a major bridge. And it is wild. I mean, it's destroyed all kinds of infrastructure. A terrifying collapse has taken place with the bridge. And let's just say that this will disrupt the shipping port for possibly months. People are missing. Some are presumed dead. And there was a Mayday call. I always love that word Mayday because, you know, Mayday comes from the esoteric symbolism involved with the elite holiday of Beltane, which is May 1st. But that's another story. So there was a Mayday call moments before the crash. And the ship caused the entire structure to collapse. And eyewitnesses say it went down like a toy. It was barreling at a very rapid speed, and authorities had just enough time to stop cars from crossing the bridge. At least that's what the governor, Wes Moore, said. Now, the crash happened in the dark of night, and luckily it wasn't a busy commute. 6 people are still missing. And they were part of a construction crew filling potholes on the bridge. Pretty rough stuff. They would also be the best eyewitnesses, which is unfortunate. And this was all completely, completely unforeseen. A police dispatcher put out a call saying a ship had lost its steering and asked officers to basically do their best to control all traffic in the area. Now, if you've seen the movie Leave the World Behind, you know the scene where the bridge just keeps coming towards a beach where a family is sitting, and the bridge just keeps coming. It's so far-fetched that predictive programming is the only thing that can really account for this horrible devastation that took place today. But yeah, the situation with Diddy is so big that some in the conspiracy world are even thinking this could possibly be a deflection. He's that powerful, and he really is. However, it's unlikely in my opinion. I believe this is more predictive programming because no bridge could withstand a direct impact from one of these vessels. If you've ever seen one of these, I mean, they're massive. And this thing was moving at about 9 miles an hour. Little parts of the bridge can still be seen, but for the most part, it's gone. Absolutely gone. So if this is not another example to chalk up to predictive programming, I don't know what is. I think the last was White Noise, the Netflix special that had to do with a derailment of a train. And then we had the scenario of a train derailing in East Palestine, Ohio. And not to get completely off of this raid with Diddy, but to cross all the T's and dot all the I's on the predictive programming, and to make it more symbolic in nature, keep in mind that this bridge was called the Francis Scott Key Bridge, named after the man who wrote the Star Spangled Banner. So if that isn't at least symbolically attacking the United States, I don't know what is. It's iconic. And he was an icon. Now, interestingly enough, Diddy, in his own genre, is also an icon. The wealthiest for quite some time. I'm not sure if he still is, but if he isn't, he's in the top two or three. But he has notably been mentioned as the wealthiest hip-hop producer of all time, multiple times, by different media outlets. And to make things worse, it's not just the sexual harassment. It's not just, you know, some of these other horrific cases that are, and charges, I guess, allegations is what I should call them. These allegations that steadfastly focus on taking him down. But there is also something strange where Cassie, Miss Ventura, his ex-girlfriend, alleges that Diddy told her he was going to blow up the vehicle of a rapper she was dating and seeing at the time. That rapper is none other than Kid Cudi. Now, what's interesting about this is Kid Cudi's car exploded in his driveway. And since then, Kid Cudi has told media outlets that this is all true. Now, he hasn't taken it to the courts or anything along those lines, but it's pretty wild that this is also in the mix. Now, let's get it straight. Diddy is an icon. He has accepted a Global Icon Award at the MTV Music Awards and received countless other accolades. However, he has stepped aside as chairman of Revolt TV Network. This is due to all the issues. And Revolt TV Network, the African American music television company, said it will continue on its mission of providing and creating meaningful content for the culture. But Diddy is no longer a part of it. He's out for now. And as much as he's done his best to lay low, people are still commenting. In fact, he was seen at the airport and detained by law enforcement officials, although not arrested. And this was during the time of the raids. Also, it's interesting that a gentleman poking his head out of a Bentley driving by had some things to say. In fact, the African American male said, "Hey, I'm his neighbor." He was filmed driving through the streets and commenting on what was taking place. He said, "I live right next to him." Poking his head out of the passenger side window of a silver Bentley, he said, and I quote, "He do too much." Before he made allegations about how the rapper welcomed people into his home, like a lot of people. And I quote, "It'd be like buses, like big ASS buses," he said. "You see all types of SHIT hop out, especially at nighttime, Like around 3 o'clock in the morning, it gets wild. He continued on, and I quote, I'm his neighbor. If my basketball go over there, I just let it be because I don't want to knock on the door. So people are talking. And unfortunately, some of the stuff being said isn't necessarily helping Diddy. Bottom line is everybody's talking. Everybody in the industry is talking. Even law enforcement is talking. And sources have said that, yes, Diddy's sons, Justin and Christian, known as King, were detained outside one of his homes. And when it comes to the industry talking, they've been talking for a long time. And so I figured, you know, maybe I should reach out to some of the folks I know in the industry. And while I do know some folks in the industry back east on the East Coast, I wanted to get more of a Utah connection. Get an idea what people here in Utah in the West think about this raid, Diddy in general, and how it's all going down. The stuff that Kid Cudi is saying. Well, I figured if you're going to ask, you might as well ask the best. And when it comes to the best in Utah, there's none other than Self-Expression Music. They are basically the best film and recording studio I know of. And Lamb has worked with the likes of Snoop Dogg, Corrupt, Rappin' Forte, Obi Trice, Ying Yang Twins, Bubba Starks, Haystack. I mean, you name it. And also, he is an all-around good guy. Lamb's a great guy. If anybody needs any music, recording time, or anything of that nature, Lamb is the guy. He's definitely the guy. And he is very connected. He knows a lot of people. He recently did a project with the owner of The Source Magazine. The Source Magazine, of course, being the largest media outlet for hip-hop and rap worldwide. And I should say the co-owner of The Source, but he's the guy that helped start it all, a record producer known as Benzino, aka Raymond Leon Scott. But yeah, most people know him as Benzino. And Lamb, again, knows everybody. He's among one of the people that Lamb knows. And he is also in charge of the largest media outlet having to do with hip-hop and rap. So, I figured why not ask Lamb? Why not ask Lamb at Self-Expression Music what he thinks is going on? So here he is, coming straight from the 801. Utah homegrown hip-hop, the best in the business, and with that Utah flavor. Lamb, welcome to the Hero Paranormal Podcast.
What up, man? What's up? What's up? Good to hear from you, my brother.
It's so good to talk to you. Yeah, it's good to talk to you too, man. It's been too long. And, man, I told listeners a bit about Self-Expression Music already, SEM and selfexpressionmusic.com. I mentioned how you're pretty much the best in the state, top tier in the West, and you've been keeping it real for a long time, and I've been keeping tabs on all the amazing stuff you have going on, and I have to say, man, you've done it all. The list of top rappers and hip-hop artists you've worked with is jaw-dropping, and seriously, I've been like, whoa, is there anybody at the top Lamb hasn't worked with? So, although you're super humble, man, and I respect your grace, your talent, and your knowledge, I gotta know, there's some weird stuff going on in the hip-hop community right now. It's seeming a lot like the Me Too thing, specifically with Diddy. We got 50 wow. Cent chiming in. You know, he's always a comedian making fun and trolling people. Couple of questions. What does Self-Expression Music and yourself have going on lately? I saw you did a project with Benzino, who obviously is connected to The Source, the biggest biggest hip-hop magazine in the world. And what do you have going on? What's new? And what are your thoughts about the whole Diddy raid?
All right. That's a lot.
It's a lot. It's, yeah.
So, okay. Self-expression music. Shoot, man. We got a lot going on as a label, as a whole. But our next move that we got going on is we're working with Chris Calico. We just dropped a music video with him. We just dropped a new single with him. And he's coming out for a show April 25th over at a place here in Salt Lake City called Liquid Joe's. And, yeah, man, so we're going to be rocking with him and Locksmith and the homie Vinjay. Terminology was just here last weekend. We got to rock out with him. That's the homeboy. He's from Shade 45 as well as a legendary hip-hop artist. Worked with greats like Premier and, yeah, man, Static Selecta, which I find is a great. But my thoughts on, my thoughts on the whole Diddy thing is that right now, for me, these are allegations, right? You know what I mean? And so I take it, that's how I take it, is like, well, okay, I see the allegations. I don't really do much of a snowball type effect and go into, like, crazy thoughts and situations. I'm like, okay, I see the allegations put up. What's going to happen?
Right. Yeah, I heard they ran into him at the airport and a lot of people were waiting for something to go down. There's no, like you said, there's no criminal charges at this point. Strictly allegations. And let's face it, he is one of the wealthiest hip-hop moguls, an iconic figure, you know, for decades. So we know the money's there, so there's incentive, right? And you know, there's a lot to be said for the incentive and a lot of the stuff that went down back in the day. You know, you were around in the 90s, the whole East Coast, West Coast thing. There's still, I know time has passed, there's still a lot of bad blood, right?
You know, I had a cool conversation. Yeah, you know, and that's within the people and stuff like that. And like people that I feel like maybe get things misconstrued. I had a cool conversation with a guy named DJ Yella of NWA one time. And I said to him, I said, man, that sure seemed like WWF to me, bro. And he looked at me and he gave me the craziest look. And I'm like, no, I'm serious. That seemed like WWF to me, bro. And he's like, well, you know what? There's some truth to what you're saying. You know, he's like, yeah, man, we did have like an organized thing going down, but when the fans start getting involved and other rappers start getting involved and they don't understand that that's all that it was and you're trying to keep this all, like, together and it gets out of hand where you can't keep it together. And, that's when things went the way they went.
Yeah. It sold a lot of albums and a lot of tickets, I'm sure.
Yeah, man. I mean, like, I don't know. Like, I don't know what's going on. It's a different world. You know, you can have corrupt allegations up against you and become a president. So it's a weird world of marketing, and I never know what's what. And so for right now, it's allegation.
That's the truth. And, you know, Diddy's attorney, he said the raids were unprecedented ambush and a witch hunt. Statements we've heard before, and there's no excuse, I think, for the excessive show of force, at least against his sons. But they said, you know, that's just business as usual. But yeah, a lot of people are still, you know, claiming Mr. Combs is innocent and will continue to fight to clear his name.
Right. You know, I mean, and it, you know, but that's obviously, I don't know, man. We're going to see what goes down. But, you know, it sounds like you got a little bit more research on it than me and what was going on. Yeah, man, that's crazy.
Man, so I'm blown away at the list of artists that, holy cow, it's been a minute. And I'm always keeping tabs. You know, you've risen iconically yourself. And you always keep it humble, no matter who you're working with, what project you're on, all the amazingly huge names that, I mean, people that others would give an arm and a leg just to be in the same room with How do you handle all that and do so humbly?
It's crazy. It's cool. It's a blessing. I don't know. For some reason, I still feel like I haven't made it. So I still feel like I'm right there with everybody else. And so maybe that keeps me humble because I'm just always feeling like, well, I'm not there yet. So I can't say anything, like, you know what I mean? And I'm just blessed. Like, it's funny, you know, when I was young, I prayed that I would be able to provide for my family with my music and stuff. And I grew up and I did, you know what I mean? And I'm like, well, man, maybe I should have prayed to be a rap star. I never prayed to be a rap star. You know what I mean? I just wanted to, like, you know what I mean? I just feel blessed. And it's actually, in a sense, like, super cool. Like, right, you know what I mean? That I'm not some household name or something, because, like, I can have this, like, totally normal life, but, yeah, on the weekend, I go hang out with these guys and do this thing when they come in town and stuff. And it's like, yeah, that's cool, man. Like, so I just feel blessed, bro. I don't know. I want you to come chill, come hang out with us. You know what I mean? Like, come out April 25th if you're able to. So,
oh, that's cool, man. That's cool. And it is such a blessing to be able to provide with your family, have all the perks, right, of the game, and none of the drama that comes with the fame. And so, yeah, man, I bounce back and forth a lot from Vegas to Utah. I still do a lot of work in Utah, and I'll definitely hit you up. Let's tell listeners one more time what's going on April 25th and how to get a hold of Self-Expression Music. I can vouch for you. You guys are the best. You creatively, in my experience, it's just amazing and super easy to work with. If anybody needs any videography or music needs whatsoever, this is the recording studio to contact. So let's tell listeners what's going on April 25th and a little bit about SEM.
All right, man. You can find out everything at selfexpressionmusic.com. Hopefully that's all right that I just dropped that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you can, if you wanted to book studio time, if you wanted to get video work, if you wanted to find out about major artist features, like if you wanted to work with an artist, I pretty much have a Rolodex of, like, I don't know anybody. If you got the right bread and got the right money, there's not one rapper pretty much that I can't get at. You know what I mean? Maybe M and J right now, those ones are a little bit more difficult for me. But anybody else, I'll have you. I'm going to be trying to book them for a show, any of that stuff. April 25th, we're going to be over at Liquid Joe's with my homeboy Locksmith, Chris Calico. Make sure you go check out our new music video, Designer. You can look up Self-Expression Music, Chris Calico, Designer. And you'll be able to find that video or that song. And homeboy Vinjay is going to be rolling. Plus, I can't not name drop these guys. My boy Chaotic, who I've been with for 25 years. My boy Hef Doogie, I've done music with for 25 years. My boy E. Will, still rolling with the same cats. The homeboy Coleone, Green Eyes Loco, Rap to Recovery. And shout out to the Juice Makers, baby. Let's go.
Epic, Lamb. Man, you're such a class act, one of the best guys around, and you're a busy man. Thanks so much for your valuable time, your honest opinion, and I hope you have a blessed night.
You too. You be blessed. Love you, bro. Peace.
Always great to talk to Lamb, one of the coolest guys on the planet and one of the most talented hip-hop artists, producers that I've come across. I'm telling you, if you have any aspirations of making music, or if you have any videography needs, he's the guy. Give his studio a call. I've done it. It's amazing. Epic experience and a quality individual. So if you're in the Utah area and you want to make some amazing jaw-dropping music, contact selfexpressionmusic.com. Okay, so such a true blessing to talk to Lamb and get an honest opinion of what is taking place, because we have to remember these are all allegations and they came down with the full force, you know, the law enforcement came down with the full force of Homeland Security. And much like Lam said, it is specifically and vitally important to remember one thing, one big thing. These are allegations at this point. These are only allegations at this point. Nobody's been criminally charged, and the spokesperson for Homeland Security has said this. Here's the official quote. The spokesperson did not specifically name Combs as the target of the investigation. That's it. That's everything. That's all. What that means is these raids may not lead to imminent criminal charges. Very important to note. There are many, many unanswered questions here. Whether or not this will lead to something more juicy or not is something we're just going to have to sit and wait out. And it's important to wait it out without pointing fingers, without having any of the information. These are all allegations, and there's a lot of them. But this won't be the first time somebody is targeted by a lot of different people. It happens from time to time. And let's face it, talking with Lam, someone who literally has worked with all the top rappers and hip-hop artists, he knows this. He knows that there are serious allegations. There's serious business that goes on, but it's important to keep a level head. Now, not only is it a good idea to keep a level head, it's just the right thing to do. And the human thing to do is to not be judgmental against others. So, as funny as it is to see 50 Cent and some of the others trolling the celebrity status, this is what they do. It's for fun. But I think it's really important to wait this one out. And wait it out with a clean spirit, an open mind, an open heart for everyone involved. And until next time, keep your eyes to the skies, feet on the ground, but don't forget to take a look around.
Esoteric Research Organization.
Hero paranormal, always setting up the pace, man. Crop circle tipping.
Illuminati still tripping.
Making those ears perk up, gonna make you question your earth.
You better.
Mystery bloodlines and secret society. Creepy shapeshifter says, come sit beside me.
Yeah, go tell them.
Swords with all these spirals,
acting like UFOs.
So we put in space wolf, tiptoe through the dark, third eye blinding, tune in and blast off, blast off.
Blast off, baby.
Blast off.
Blast off.